get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 625, we're going to talk about five things you can do with Inspect Element. Tim, why don't you get us kicked off and tell us, first of all, what the heck is Inspect Element?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's built into every major browser. There's developer tools and there's some sort of inspect type of tool, and they all work basically the same. There's some differences, and some work better than others. In my opinion, Chrome works the best, and so that's what I use for development purposes. But basically, you can right-click and just click Inspect, and it's going to pull up the inspector, as I call it, and then you can basically click on the arrow and then click on any part of the page, and then it's going to show you the HTML. It's going to show you the CSS that goes with it, and you basically are pulling back the layer, the top layer of the website, to see what's underneath. And so it can be a really, really effective tool for web development purposes.
All right. What's the first reason, Tim? What's the first thing you can do with Inspect Element?
Yeah, the first thing you can do is you can view the website on different devices without actually having to open up those devices. And so, for example, when you're building a website, you want to make sure it looks good on mobile, right? But you also want to make sure it looks good on the individual different mobiles, right? And so there's the mobile settings built in, and they have presets for iPhone 10, for iPhone 6, 7, and 8 Plus, for the Google Pixel 2. And so it's basically going to show you the dimensions of the page that are in that for that specific device. And so you can see, like, hey, something isn't looking right on this specific size, which is, you know, the iPhone 10, for example. And so super, super effective way to be able to do mobile responsive web design.
And second thing on our list, which I absolutely love and is a huge time saver, is you can make CSS changes and view in real time on the website. Now, this won't save it, but if you're developing websites as opposed to, you know, say I want to try out this color to see if this color looks good on my website homepage, you know, I can open up Inspect Element and edit the color real time within the Inspect Element window and see it live happening right there, as opposed to changing the color on the back end of the WordPress website, hitting save, hitting preview, going to the front end, then going back to the back end and doing this back and forth thing over and over and over again. You can actually make CSS changes and view it in real time on the front end of the website using Inspect Element. And that's huge, not only for colors, but styling. Any type of styling whatsoever can be done, and it's just a huge time saver.
Yeah, and when I learned what David just described, I think it was maybe 2012, it was a absolute game changer. Yeah, it honestly was a game changer, because yes, I knew about CSS, and I remember like getting technical support from, you know, different, you know, theme companies, whatever, and they like hand me a little CSS snippet that would do what I wanted to do. And it's like, okay, I understood the concept, but it's like, I didn't know how to write it from scratch. Well, when you can right click and view the CSS and make the changes as David described, and then you can copy it and put it in your Divi theme options, if you're using Divi or whatever theme you're using, actually WordPress has it built in now in the theme customizer, your little CSS box. Well, the way that CSS works is the browser reads CSS from top to bottom. Whatever is loaded last gets priority and overwrites everything above it. And so you can make those changes in the inspector, copy it, paste it, and boom, you just made CSS changes to your site without actually knowing how to write CSS from scratch. So the next one on the list is of the five things you can do with Inspect Element is check for JavaScript error and warning. So when you're trying to troubleshoot something, something's not quite working, you installed a new plugin and all of a sudden it's conflicting with another plugin, you're not sure what's going on, you're not sure what plugin is conflicting. Well, you can open up the browser inspector and go over to the console. Yeah, the console. I'm so used to clicking on it. And then it's going to show you what JavaScript errors or warnings are happening. And that can give you a better idea of where the issue lies. So that's super, super helpful.
All right. Next on our list, number four, is the ability to see all the resources a website is loading and from where. Tim, you're more of our technical guy, so you're going to have to talk about that too.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you right-click and click on sources, it's going to show you all the different resources that it's loading. So all the images that it's loading, if it's pulling in scripts from other sites, you know, maybe like Facebook or YouTube and stuff like that. And so if you want to see, you know, how a website's doing a certain thing and you're trying to get to the bottom of it, well, loading up the sources and all the resources that are being loaded that the browser's loading can be a really effective way of doing that. And so there's not, you know, one use case for this. It kind of depends on what you're trying to do. But it's basically going to show you all the different places that a website's actually loading stuff from. So like Google Fonts, for example, would be an external resource, and that's going to show up there.
And last but not least, number five on our expect element is learning. It allows you to see how a web page is compiling, you know, how the CSS affects things. So it's a great learning tool. Like Tim was talking about in a couple of points back, it was eye-opening and life-changing whenever he realized that, you know, he could utilize the CSS that was, you know, from Inspect Element, put it in, make his changes, and put it into his website. It's a great learning tool because I remember the same thing. It was like a aha moment. It was like, oh my God, the holy grail of web development. And the good news is I didn't have to be a CSS expert to feel comfortable with making styling changes with CSS because Inspect Element gave me that confidence to do it and stuff. So learning is huge. It's really important and it's a great thing. So there you go.
Yeah.
Our five things you can do with Inspect Element.
Yeah. Well, the last thing I want to add quickly to the last point, David, is if you're a visual learner like me, and I think like you too, David, like it doesn't get any more visual than that. When you're able to click around on the page and see how different things are made and the CSS, like that's how I learn, is getting in there and getting my hands dirty. So it's a perfect learning tool.
Awesome. Tomorrow in episode 626, how to use WordPress user roles to manage website accounts. Tim?
Take care. Bye-bye.
Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.